We need each other. So stick around today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and yep. Welcome once
hey,
again.
Everybody.
It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where yes, we've lined up the music and the memories, where we're going to make them here in this room with a great cast of characters. I'm Daniel Britt with Kevin Williams.
Okay.
Gordon Moat sitting
on,
to his right.
I'm right here.
There is Lauren Talley across
hey,
the way. Buddy Green.
There he is.
Tori Taft. And Bill Gaither himself is sitting
all
here
right
in
right
the middle.
Here.
Gathered in the Homecoming studio to share in each other's joy.
And this lady is a longtime trailblazer. She has been at it for years. She gets us started here today. Babby Mason.
If you can make it through, you can lean on me. If there's something I can do, you can lean on me.
And the Homecoming Friends, right here on Homecoming Radio. Hey, let's go back to the piece of the rock album, the Gaither Vocal Band, and this classic.
There's a war going on that won't be waged in the
child of God begins to understand.
The Vocal Band on Homecoming Radio.
We knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Put it off as long as we can.
We have searched the world over, really, to find the best word, and we think this is a good one for today. It's the word of the day. We want to teach it to you and get it deep down into your vocabulary so it comes up when you least expect it, well, when you need it most. All right, today's word is, big one, Wigmuleery.
Wigmuleery.
I got the pronunciation. It's Wigmuleery.
Wigmuleery.
Well, I would have known it then.
Yes. Wiggum O'Leary in 1871. Wiggum O'Leary, the daughter of Catherine O'Leary, whose stupid cow kicked over the lantern that started the famous Chicago fire. Wiggum kicked over an offering plate, started a revival in Joliet that lasted 8 months and resulted in a 4,000% increase in the building fund. She was later appointed overseer of their denomination and went on the air in 1892 with her own show called Wiggum Wadio. Is that Wiggum O'Leary? Wiggum O'Leary?
Yeah, I remember.
That might be one of my favorite ones. Actually, it means a whim or a notion.
Oh.
Most gimmicks are the result of a Wiggum O'Leary.
Oh. Wiggum motion.
Come on, baby, do the Wiggum motion.
Bill, you sat that one out. I didn't even hear you. Is that because of your age or something?
No,
what'd you do?
I'm wide over here.
quiet over here.
Whistling.
Oh, you're whistling. At the refrigerator.
Right over the fridge.
Here they used to.
One of the darkest. The winter was oh so cold. Clouds had covered my blue skies. The mountain had left me so low. And then the dawn became a new morning. The seasons began to turn. The sun came peeking its head through the clouds as the climb helped me to learn. That I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. And just a glimpse makes me want to lift up my hands, throw back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. Sometimes the circumstances, but sometimes it's the view. So keep your eyes on things that matter, and you'll rise above that view. Mountain, but I can see the other side. Just a glimpse makes me want to lift up my hands, pull back my head and smile. This journey has left me weary, but I know God's been faithful to guide. And I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side. I may not be over the mountain, but I can see the other side.
Thanks for joining us today on Homecoming Radio. Here's Gloria Gaither with another story behind one of our favorite songs.
Most songs come to Bill and me from the daily of our lives. Perhaps this is because the philosophy of life has to work on regular days if it is to serve in a crisis. For 30 years, I have kept a journal, and I believe everyone could benefit from this eye-opening practice. Journaling has taught me that the things we think are so important often turn out to be really no big deal. And what we think is so insignificant that it barely is worth recording often turns out to be the very thing that produces eternal insights into life itself. Someone has said there are no insignificant choices. The destiny of our days often hinges on a routine decision. While our children were small, Bill and I traveled only on weekends so we could be normal parents during the week. Often we took one of our children with us so that we could give the child who seemed to need it most our undivided attention for the whole weekend. The other two stayed home with my parents. Later, after Suzanne reached junior high school, we chose to stay home most weekends and take two or three tours a year that would last about 2 weeks. These times seemed very long to us, but this arrangement allowed us to be home for the kids' ball games, concerts, and other activities. During one such tour in the fall of 1981, I made an entry in my journal that later on inspired a song. This is the entry. October 1st, on the road. I find I have to put my mind in some special kind of neutral to stay away this long. Long absence throws off all my natural chemistry. The concerts have been excellent, but it is hard to keep enough of my heart here to be complete between concerts. It becomes a circus existence. Get up, eat breakfast, read, take a bath, go to early supper, sound check, get ready, do the concert, talk to people, get into the bus, drive all night, and start again. Interspersed are some lovely moments with the troupe and often wonderful times with Bill. But constant travel makes an aura of fantasy, like riding a glider looking for a safe and solid place to land. I've even taken up embroidery. I'd rather write, but the bus is too bumpy and my creative energies are drained by the intense exertion of the concerts and the dulling boredom of endless miles. I would love the miles if there were time to stop and see things, but we're always driven right past the wonders of the world by the tyranny of our schedule. I've been in every state in the Union, yet I've never seen the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Tetons, Glacier National Park, a Black Hills Passion Play, or the islands in Puget Sound. But I have seen people and the terrains that mold their temperaments and shape their values. I've sensed the demands made on them by the stubborn rocks or the severity of the climate. I've seen the barren deserts that threaten them and the crowded cities that rob them of their uniqueness. I've seen the wide open spaces that teach them to trust other human beings, and I've seen the congested neighborhoods that teach them to peer at the world through frightened eyes. I've touched the children, from Manhattan to Montana, from San Antonio to Saginaw, and I've felt the hope and fear in them. I've watched them reach for me in open affection and shrink from me in distrust. I've seen promises with blonde pigtails and black shiny pixies. I've had black and brown, yellow, white, and reddish arms around my neck. With my heart, I've learned to understand love in a dozen languages. I've heard their parents say, "Come to us." They say it from the seclusion of North Dakota. They say it from the anonymity of the Bronx. They say it from the mountain poverty of Kentucky and from the lighted plastic glitter of Las Vegas. "Come to us," they say. "Don't forget us." As if we could. "Why do you do it?" the glib reporters ask. I find myself looking into their eyes for some clue of a living person inside the professional. Only a person could understand. Otherwise, I don't have the words. I'm sure they'd smile their well-rehearsed, object-detached smiles and be polite while I say, "It is Jesus. He's come to us and given us life. Now we have to go." They'd nod politely and think money, glamour, fame, travel, excitement. They'd think it was only a gimmick if I told them that my mother's heart is pulled apart and my body is exhausted and my brain is in suspension. They wouldn't believe me if I told them it's a reason bigger than life and a place wider than here. The time beyond now and the unforgettable voices rising over millions of miles and 15 years of days, joining in the deafening chorus that will not go away. "Come to us. Don't forget us." And I know I have to go because someone came to me. Later, after rereading this entry, I wrote the lyric to "I Have Seen the Children." A wonderful friend, award-winning country songwriter Paul Overstreet, set the lyric to music, and Bill and I recorded it on the Welcome Back Home project of the Bill Gaither Trio. It has always served to remind me why we sing, travel, write, and serve, and that we must never mistake activity for our true mission in life.
Here are the Neelands.
I have never climbed a mountain, rode the surf off of Waikiki, ridden horseback down the canyon, never sailed the seven seas, never camped out in the Tetons, seen a Black Hills Passion Play, watched Old Faithful in the sunset, walk the islands in the bay. Oh, but I have seen the children, black and yellow,
Scotia, there's a lighthouse rising from the jagged rocks. And in London, there's a craftsman who hand makes a perfect clock.
In South Tucson is a cowboy who can run the wildest steer.
In Seattle, there's an artist painting salt lakes on the pier.
What I have seen are windows looking out.
Gather them.
won't you come our way?
Bless the children. Bless their questions and their unjaded answers. Bless their hands that hold my face and peer guilelessly into my eyes. Bless their lips that kiss without embarrassment, their arms that hug without restraint, their mouths that shape the deep truth in simple words, I love you. Bless their minds that know no roadblocks to their quest for knowledge, no obstacles to their curiosity, and no cynicism to block their trust. While they still know purely, let the children teach us. While they believe openly, let the children pray for us. While they trust without restriction, let the children lead us. While they know no disillusionment, let the children love us, that we may be healed, that we may trust again, that we may regain our faith, that we may recover our innocence, that we may become children of the Father of Life.
We're having a great time here at Homecoming Radio, and it wouldn't be the same without you. So thanks for checking in. We love your feedback at homecomingradio.com with notes like these.
Letters. I love those letters. We get your letters every day.
We hear you every week in Minden, Ohio. Keep sending us the best music ever. I love the laughter, joy, and sometimes even tears. Please keep it up. That's from Karen.
Buddy, it's your turn.
Oh, excuse me. I'll catch up with you guys. Hear you daily on the satellite from my RV. I have every vocal band song ever released. I heard a song they sang that sounded like the Mills Brothers. Where do I find it? Yeah, that's from Barbara. You can call her, Bill, and let her know.
Okay. Gaither.com is a way to do that.
Yeah.
And I hear you every day. I'm the minister of music at my church. I love everything you do. I just wanted you to know you're a major blessing in all of our lives. And that's from Bill. Bill.
I was awakened at 2:30 this morning to the beautiful sounds of Homecoming Radio. The intense joy started my day off right. I do get up early, but now I get up at 2 a.m. just to hear you people. I'm happily hooked on what you do.
That's nice.
We love your notes. Keep writing. HomecomingRadio.com. I don't know if you are like I am, but sometimes it's the praying thing is difficult for me. I just don't know how to ask God what to do, especially in tough circumstances. The bottom line is, I what is will, whatever that is. But one prayer I do know how to pray. I do know how to say thank you when good things happen. I can pray that very easily. Here's a vocal band.
I don't know about the future. I don't understand some things about the past. I don't know why some things happen. I don't know why some things end and others last. I don't know the rhymes and reasons. I don't understand the words some people pray. But when I see your hand of mercy, Lord, protect me from the dangers in my way. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. There were times today when angels stood around me and I couldn't even see. There were times when I was hurting, and then you stepped in and took the pain for me.
closest person. There are some things that beyond a doubt I know. I know how to say of grace through the hours and the days. I know how to say thank you. I know a blessing when I see one. I'm a recipient of grace through the hours and the days. I just want to
that daily. Well, our goal today was to start your day out the best way that you can do it. I hope we've done that.
Hey, we've loaded up the website, homecomingradio.com. So much there at your fingertips where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We love the notes, and we love to salute some of our stations, like the great homecoming stations in Nevada, KAVS, KBPU, KKVV, and KVIP. We say a big thanks and
salute!
We're out of time, but we'll be back very soon.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.